and a two RBI double from Ressler. So that's where we stand. 1-1 count. Moeller has his eyes over at first and then throws it now. And it looks like to be a it is a balk. So a balk on Moeller, and this will advance Sailors to second. One ball, one strike. So now Sailors advances to second. A runner in scoring position with nobody down. So a balk on Moeller. One count. He'll stand in now. Looks at second. Sailors, the big leadoff. And the 1-1. Swing and a ground ball over to Ressler. Has trouble fielding it. Throws a bullet over to first for the first out. But that advances Sailors to third. So Jensen grounds out. But this brings up Luke Hansen, who has an opportunity to redeem himself as he struck out swinging on his first appearance at the plate. The number 4 shortstop and the number 14 overall player in the state of Virginia coming out of high school, as Hansen sees the first pitch down low, 1-0. Was a guy that obviously was a dual sport athlete in high school, 25-5 as Lafayette's starting quarterback. As Hansen sees a strike, 1-1. Was the recipient of the 2021-2022 Gordy Tuttman Award, which is Lafayette's award for most outstanding student athlete of the year. Was also the male athlete of the year as well in 2020 and 2021, as he swings and misses low for a strike, 1-2. So just an unbelievable athlete in high school, and chose to play his collegiate ball in the home state of Virginia. 1-2 count with one down. Moeller will look down. He'll fire in the 1-2 and just low of the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Standing at third is Sailors. Only one out. Moeller will look. The 2-2 home. Swing and a miss down low. A drop third strike from Johannes. Reaches out and throws over to first for the second out. So a strikeout to a put out. And this will bring up Ty Johnson. Struck out swinging on his last time at the bag. Two down. Johnson heading to Baylor next season. A guy that's leading the team in at-bats with 102. As Moeller will look in. Fire in the first offering. He swings and hits a popped-up ball on the left field side near the dugout of the rafters. Overbeek and Johannes were chasing it. Weren't able to make it in time. 0-1. So Johnson, the left-hander, will step back in. But Sailors at third with two down. He got to first on a walk, got to second on a balk, and, well, he got to third on a ground out from Jensen. The 0-1. Down low and outside for a ball. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Moeller with the ball in the glove, the 1-1 and a curveball. Up and away, two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. At third is Sailors. Moeller will look in. The long stare at home. He'll kick and deliver. In swing and a miss. Up and out of the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. So Moeller on the verge of getting his fourth strikeout of the evening. A guy that had 7 in the previous game against the Rafters. The 2-2, swing and a ball cracked out into right field. And running under it is Grimes for the third out. Raptors get a runner to third. They don't cash in. As we head to the top of the fourth, they still trail 3-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth, we go. Drake Fries back on the mound. A guy that's only had one inning of work, 15 pitches, allowing a hit, but he's acquired a strikeout. So Lakeshore leads 3-0. All their runs came in the top of the second. Raptors have been held scoreless. Sailors got to third in the last half of the inning, but unfortunately, he did not come home. Johnson flew out as Fries digs in on a curveball, finding the zone for a strike, 0-1. So Brady Council, a guy that walked on his last appearance at the plate. And we'll see the 0-1 on a curveball once again, swing and a miss. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Chinook's three hits on the day. And the 0-2. Once again, down low for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 count. Fries will look in. He'll come set. Fire the 1-2. Swinging a line drive that drops in before the left fielder Basir can get to it. And a base hit for Council. So he'll lead off now in the top of the fourth with a leadoff single. And this brings up Josh Overbeek on his last time up, an RBI single for him. So 1-for-1 today. So Lakeshore up to four hits now. The leadoff at Council at first. And Fries fires up and away outside for a ball, 1-0. So Fries has allowed two hits now, but no runs. But Lakeshore, as Council went near towards second, thought about stalling. Fries didn't even see him. If he did, there was the possibility he was going to get thrown out. So retreats back to first. Overbeek sees the 1-0. A popped up ball hit into left field as Hansen comes out and grounds it and grabs it for one down. So standing in now is Will Johannes, the catcher, who struck out swinging last time up. One down, the right-hander. So Fries will step in. And the throw over to first is high for Bobo. Makes the grab, but getting back in time was Council. So Johannes out of Madison College, 0 for 1 today. And Fries looks in. Swing and a miss upstairs for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Johannes batting a 209, two RBIs for him on the season. As the pickoff over at first, once again, is a little bit late. Really having his eyes on Council. One out here in the top of the fourth. No balls, a strike. Fries takes a deep breath, fires in the 0-1, and finds a strike for an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Fastball came in at 87 miles per hour on the last pitch. The third offering from Fries. Up and outside of the zone. Just a little bit high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Four hits for Lakeshore, one for Wisconsin Rapids. As the Chinooks have thrown the first punch here in the early parts of this game. As the checkoff once again at first, Council slides headfirst into the bag. So Fries is going to have to regain himself, find some composure. As he'll look and deal the 1-2 just up and away outside of the zone on a curveball. And came in at 76 miles per hour. 2-2 count. Fries, once again, the right-hander, deals in and up and inside of the zone for a ball. So a full count with only one out. Raptors one ball away for allowing two runners on. Fries will look in again. He'll set down. And serve the 3-2, swinging a bouncer over to Hansen at shortstop. Looks at second, throws it in, not in time. That goes behind Johnson, heading for third. And getting there is Council. So a miscommunication from Hansen and Johnson. So Johnson looking at Hansen now, saying to underhand it. But another error for the Rafters. And what seemed like it could have been a possibly 6-4-3 double play turns out to be an error. So Council gets to third. Johannes at first. Wrestler due up. An RBI double for him last time up. As Fries finds a strike, 0-1. So runners on first and third. One out. No balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Fries. And skied off away on the backside of the plate, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Fries looks in now. He'll come set. Stand down the long stair, the 0-2. And once again, fouled left side, out of play. 0-2. Only one out for the Rafters. Johannes at first, Council at third. Lakeshore on the verge of adding to their lead here in the top of the fourth. Council looks down. As the first pitch comes in for Fries, the throw from Jensen over to Johnson, late to the tag. And getting there in time was Johannes. So two runners in scoring position now. Runners at second and third. 1-2 count. The infield shifted in. Bobo, Johnson, Hansen, and Broussard all have taken about two steps in. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive that drops into left center field. One run scores in Council. Rounding third is Johannes. And another two RBI double for Gabe Ressler. Back-to-back, two RBI doubles, and now a five-run lead for Lakeshore here in the top of the fourth. So Drew Townsend will step in now, but how about it, a guy that has just stepped up big, batting in the nine hole. A guy that only has been the only one to bat over 300 in the starting lineup for Lakeshore today in this first game, and has really come through as Fries digs in the check swing for Townsend is a strike, 0-1. Lakeshore spoiled the Rafters opening day in game 10-6 back on May the 29th. So a team that has had success here, the 0-1, and once again, in for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, and bounces before Jensen can get to it, but staying in second is Ressler. 2-1 count with one down. Fry's just looking to get out of this inning as he sweeps the ball in low. 3-1. Three balls, one strike with one out. Drake Fries looking to just find a way to get out of this inning. The 3-1, swinging a ball, cracked out into right center field, heading back towards the wall. It bounces off the wall. Ressler gets home from second, and another RBI double, this time from Drew Townsend. And Lakeshore adds to their lead. They lead 6-0 here in the top of the fourth. So Jensen calling in everybody in the infield. Not the start the Rafters would have liked. A three-run inning in the top of the second, and now a three-run inning once again here in the top of the fourth for Lakeshore. So Jensen calling in the troops as right now Lakeshore in a commanding 6-0 lead. Six runs on six hits. So a one-run RBI single, RBI double, excuse me, from Townsend. And now Fries will have to gain some composure as he deals in the first offering in for a strike, 0-1. Manager Trevor Cho at third base right now and clapping, cheering on his team. The 0-1 fouled and hits the Jensen, his helmet, and backs away, 0-2. Rafters with an error and also with a hit. But Lakeshore, 6-0. No balls, two strikes. Fries looks, fires the 0-2, and a swing and a pop-up ball that is skied, and Jensen just not able to reach out and make the grab in time. It hits the back netting. 0-2 count with one down. So standing at second is Townsend. Lakeshore has really come to play some baseball today. They really have found themselves in an opportunity to really win this game. They're only playing seven innings, remind you. The 0-2 on a curveball up and away, 1-2. So 6-0 right now, Lakeshore. Last time these two teams played at Witterfield, Lakeshore won 9-7. So Fries will set in. The 1-2 swing and a miss. Losing his balance was Grimes. He sees the third strike. That's the second out for the Rafters here in this inning. And the second strikeout for Fries. Joey Spence will step in, who struck out swinging and flew out to center. He's 0-2 today. So out of Notre Dame in West Bend, Wisconsin. Fries looks over at second and deals in the first offering in for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. Fries will come set. He'll kick. And the 0-1, a swing and a ball hit out into center. Didewick under it, reaches out, makes an easy catch for the third out. But the Raptors give up three more runs. They now are down 6-0. We head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Raptors trail 6-0. They've only had one hit, and it's come from this man, Jack Basir, who got a base hit on his last time up. So Moeller back on the mound. Four strikeouts for him on 43 pitches, only allowing one hit. So he's had a big day once again as he serves in, and Basir swings and misses low. Four strike on one. No balls a strike. Moeller will look in again, ahead in the count 0-1. Kick and fire and bounces into the dirt on the left side, goes behind Johannes. Into the backdrop for a ball, 1-1. So Basir recently committed to TCU after batting a .345 for Pepperdine this past season. One ball and one strike. Moeller sets in as the ball fouled off right side, hit the top of the bat. 1-2. So Basir, 27 hits. Excuse me, batting a .289, 12 runs and 11 RBIs, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 outside of the zone for a ball, 2-2. So three runs for Lakeshore in the second, and also three more here in the top half of this inning in the fourth. 2-2 count. Moeller digs in and swings and a miss. Strike number three on a curveball. Basir a little bit late, and another strikeout for Matthew Moeller. He's up to five on the day as Brendan Bobo, it is his turn, who grounded out to second last time up. Raptors only one hit, and it came in the first. Other than that, they just have not been able to get hits off of Matthew Moeller. So Brendan Bobo will step in and seize a curveball inside of the strike zone, 0-1. Moeller heading to Gonzaga next season. Remind you, he's going to be a freshman as the 0-1 and once again finds the strike zone, 0-2. Gonzaga up in Spokane, Washington in the West Coast Conference. So he'll play in the same conference as Kaiser and Fries and Gervich out of the University of San Diego. So the 0-2, and check swing and didn't come fully across was Bobo. Sees a ball, 1-2. One down, here in the bottom of the fourth, halfway through this game. Mind you, they're only playing seven innings because they have a doubleheader tonight. The 1-2, swing and a miss low as he dropped third strike, but tags Bobo for the second out. So another strikeout for Moeller. That's his sixth of the day as Garrett Broussard will step in. He had seven last time against the Rafters and already has six. Broussard flew out to center last time up. Two down, one away, bottom four. Moeller once again fires in just low of the zone, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Last pitch came in at 90 miles per hour. Moeller looks in again, the 1-0, and Broussard was about to take the step in and swing through, but sees the ball. He pulled away just in the last moment. 2-0 count. Matthew Moeller serving his 55th pitch as that finds just below the zone. Four balls, so three straight balls. Broussard on the verge of getting walked and taking base. So Moeller, the tall left-hander, the lengthy left-hander, will fire in the 3-0 and right down Main Street in for a strike, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Broussard, the third baseman, out of Utah Valley, batting a 197. The 3-1, up and away on the right side, out of the zone. Four balls, so Broussard will see ball number four. He'll take first, and this brings up Harrison Didowick. So Didowick struck out swinging last time up. And a guy waiting to make his mark. 59 putouts and 60 total catches for a fielding percentage of a 983 at Virginia. So he swings and hits a ball into center field as Owusu-Asedu doesn't have to move and makes the third out. So the Rafters, unfortunately, still trail 6-0. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Welcome back to Witter Field. Rafters down 6-0 as Sam Schmidt will step on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. Six games appeared in with an 0-1 record, 11 innings of work, allowing 12 hits and 6 runs. He also has had 9 strikeouts for a 4.91 ERA. So a guy that got the opening day start against Lakeshore back on May the 29th, went 4 innings, allowed 6 hits and 3 runs, but he acquired four strikeouts. So the Traverse City, Michigan native, just in his hometown a couple days ago, and a rising redshirt senior, is his turn up to take over the pitching duties. So the left-hander with the long blonde hair will step in. Drake Fries went two innings, 42 pitches, allowing four hits and three runs, also with two strikeouts. So six strikeouts total. As the first offering comes in four strikes, swing and a miss on Owusu Asedu, who walked and struck out swinging. So 0 for 1 today. Out of SIU Edwardsville. So no balls, one strike, as Owusu Asedu stepping out of the box and having to regather himself. As he swings and misses low once again, Schmidt ahead in the count 0-2. So the left-hander, 0-2 count. Schmidt fires in as that ball popped right side out of play. So from Waukesha, Wisconsin, Owusu Asedu was the first runner to get home to break open the scoring as he swings and misses down low for strike number three. So Sam Schmidt starting off his day with a strikeout. And this brings up Cody Kelly. So back-to-back strikeouts for Owusu Asedu. Kelly, who popped out to left his first time up, as Schmidt will set in as a swing and a popped up ball into shallow center. Running under it is Didowick, makes the grab for the second out. Brady Council will step in now. Council, a walk and a base hit. He was also able to get home today. He's been actually crossed home plate twice. So two runs out of the six for Brady Council. The Minnesota Golden Gopher sees a ball outside, 1-0. 1-0 count. Schmidt fires and inside of the zone for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Looking again and swinging a miss outside. Reaching for it was Council. Was a little bit late to make contact. Down on the count, 1-2. Two down for the Raptors, one away. Schmidt deals in, fires a popped up ball out right side. Running after it is Bobo. Reaches out and does not make the grab. Was looking to make a two-hand catch, sliding into that. And unfortunately, came up empty, 1-2. So the Raptors with an error today, as Luke Hansen fielded a ground ball, and instead of underhanding it to Johnson at second, he overthrew him as the 1-2 outside down low. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count with two down. And a check swing and a dropped ball as first base umpire said he did not fully come across, saw a ball. So the count runs at 3-2. Two outs. Council will step in now. He'll come set. Kick, wind, and fire as it's down low. Now it's, well, it was 2-2 then. Now it's a third ball, so 3-2. 3-2 count with two down. Schmidt kicks, fires, swing and a miss. Outside for strike number three as Sam Schmidt. Another strikeout for him, and we head to the bottom of the fifth. Raptors still trail 6-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fifth, we go. Rafters trail 6-0. Lakeshore, 3 runs in the top of the second, also 3 runs in the top of the fourth. Rafters' only hit came in the bottom of the first from Jack Basir. They just have not found any rhythm on offense as Jorge Degatti, somebody that hopefully can change that, leading the team in batting average as Moeller back on the mound. Degatti swings and flies a ball into right field. Grimes reaches out to his left, makes an easy catch for the first out. So this brings up Nolan Saylors, who walked on his last appearance at the plate, got to third on a balk from Moeller, which allowed him to get to second, and then a ground out from Jensen, but he advanced towards third, wasn't able to get home, as the first offering comes in, bounces in the dirt before Johannes can make the grab for a ball, 1-0. Matthew Moeller, 4 1/3 innings. He's gone 60 pitches, allowing a hit, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. So the tall left-hander will set in the 1-0, and backing away is Saylors in for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and 1 out. Looking in, firing is Moeller's, and down low for a ball, 3-0. So a 3-0 count with one down. Moeller way down in the count. The left-hander from Brookfield, Wisconsin. And once again, 4 straight balls. So last time Saylors was up, he saw 4 straight balls. And this time, it's the exact same thing. So he'll take first. And this brings up Levi Jensen, who grounded out to short last time up. So can Jensen, a returning Rafter, start to get things going on offense for the Rafters? They've had no rhythm, only one hit. And they've been getting shelled on the defensive side. So Moeller will look at first. Saylors leads off. As that bounces, goes behind Johannes into the backdrop. And getting to second is Saylors. So a wild pitch, a rare wild pitch from Moeller, the way he's been pitching today with 6 strikeouts. So Johannes is going to have a talk with his pitcher now. So Saylors at second now. A runner in scoring position. Moeller went 4 innings last time these two teams played with 7 strikeouts. And right now, he has 6. 1 out, One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the fifth. Remind you, we played a 7 innings here in this doubleheader. 1-0 count. Moeller looks over at second. The long stare in. Now glances over at the second base bag. Fires the 1-0 and sees the zone in for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. The 1-1. Swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman, and Council has trouble fielding it. Barehands it and throws it over to first for the second out. So Jensen grounds out. This advances Sailors to third. And just like last time where Jensen ground out and advanced Sailors. So top of the order, Luke Hansen struck out swinging. And then his second time up, struck out to a put out. It was a drop third strike, but he got put out at first. Moeller sets as Hansen sees in down low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Hansen comes across in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two down. Sailors stands at third. Got to third last time he was up. So here once again, can the difference be he gets home? The 1-1. Below the zone for a ball. Two balls a strike. Moeller will look in. Stares down the batter. He'll come set. And the 2-1. And that goes through the legs of Johannes. Sailors, an easy walk to home. And the first run of the game scores for the Raptors in the bottom of the fifth, 6-1. So good base running from Sailors. A wild pitch for Matthew Moeller. 3-1 count. So the Raptors, four scoreless innings, and then the fifth, they get on the board. So the 3-1, a fouled off ball right side. So the count runs 3-2. Two down, one away. Luke Hansen, 0-2 today, looking just to get on base. Moeller will look, kick, and the 3-2 fouled bouncer on the left side into the dugout of the Raptors. Bottom of the fifth. Already a run scored, but the Raptors still trail by 5. As Moeller looks down, he'll set. Kicks, and the 3-2 home. Down low and away for ball at number 4. Hansen will take first. And this brings up Ty Johnson. So the first time Hansen's been on base for the Raptors all season, given it is his third at bat. So Ty Johnson struck out swinging, flew out to right, will step in as manager having a word with Moeller. The infield all getting on the mound as well. Matthew Moeller, 4 2/3 inning, 73 pitches, allowing a hit, a run, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts. So another big day from the future Gonzaga pitcher. So the infield just having a word with their pitcher. So is the coach. Everybody getting back to their respected positions. Two down. The left-hander Ty Johnson is up, leading the team in at-bats. Batting a 307, 12 RBIs for him as a swing and a ball thrown in a stolen base attempt, and sliding safe is Hansen. So Hansen gets the second, a 1-0 count with two down. Luke Hansen, his first stolen base of his Raptors campaign, comes up successful. So now a runner in scoring position. Moeller has his eyes on him. As Moeller again fake throws it, puts Hansen towards back, towards the bag. A 1-0 count, two outs. The second offering comes in and grazes the left part of the zone in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Hansen once again leads off. Standing at least a couple feet away from the bag, the 1-1 swing and a miss for Ty Johnson. Used all his power on that, just a little bit late, 1-2. Fastball came in at 89 miles per hour. Moeller on the verge of his seventh strikeout of the day. 1-2 count. Moeller looks at second. And the 1-2 swinging a ground ball over to Council at second and throws it across his body in time at first for the third out. So the Raptors get a run, but they still trail 6-1. We head to the top of the sixth inning here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Five innings down, two more to go here in this first game of the doubleheader as the Chinooks lead 6-1. Remind you, only playing seven innings in both these games because this game was originally scheduled for yesterday at 6:05, but haze and unhealthy air quality in the area has pushed it towards today as Schmidt serves in for a strike ahead in the count 0-1. Josh Overbeek, who had an RBI single on his first time up, down in the count 0-1 as a curveball comes right down low for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Sam Schmidt already two strikeouts today as a ball just grazes the top of the bat, rolls into the backdrop. 0-2. So Schmidt once again will look in. Overbeek popped out to shortstop last time up. The 0-2 inside edge for strike number three. So Sam Schmidt getting another strikeout on the day. He's up to three. And the Raptors bullpen, nine total strikeouts, but they've given up six runs. Schmidt, a good start to his day. One in the third innings and three strikeouts. So Will Johannes struck out swinging and got on base off of a fielder's choice. Is now ahead in the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One down. Schmidt will kick. And the 1-0 swing and a miss outside for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schmidt again will look kick and deliver. And once again, another swing and a miss from Johannes. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One down here in the top of the sixth. The 1-2. And served up and away on the right side of the plate. 2-2. So the right-hander Johannes out of Madison College sees the fifth offering, and once again, out and away on the same pitch it was on the one before, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. One down. And Schmidt sets, serves, fires, and a swing and a miss once again for strike number three. That's the fourth strikeout of Schmidt's day. And he's having an excellent day on the mound, two down. So Gabe Ressler batting in the nine hole, and this is a guy you have to stop. His last two at-bats, two RBI doubles. So just a four RBI day for Ressler. As Schmidt fires up and outside for a ball, 1-0. He's been unbelievable, batting a 310 prior to today. The 1-0 swing and a down low strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down. Schmidt looking for his fifth strikeout. As the 1-1, a ground ball hit left side out of play, 1-2. If Schmidt gets strikeout number five, he will lead the Rafters bullpen today in strikeouts. Kaiser has four, Fries has two. And Sam Schmidt with four right now. The 1-2 swing and a ground ball over to the third baseman, Broussard. The dart over to first into the glove of Bobo for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Rafters. They still trail 6-1. We head to the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 61. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 86. Tomorrow night, lows around 61. Temperatures above average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-80s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth, and the Rafters, well, they're down 6-1. They need some momentum. They've also been out hit 6-1 as well and committed an error. They got a run in the bottom of the fifth off of Sailors getting home off of a pass ball. So Moeller still on the mound as he serves in, and Basir swings and misses low. Moeller, five innings, 78 pitches with a hit, a run, four walks, and six strikeouts. So he's gone the distance so far as he'll set, and the 0-1 bounces in the dirt on the inside in for a ball, 1-1. So Jack Basir got on base hit and also a strikeout as well. The 1-1 fouled off right side, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Basir got the first hit and the only hit for the Rafters in the bottom of the first. And now here in the sixth, that shows you just no offense. The 1-2, swinging a bouncer, a shallow bouncer over to the second baseman. Council underhands it over to first in time for the first out. So this brings up Brendan Bobo. Bobo grounded out to second and struck out swinging. A guy with four home runs and 14 RBIs on the season. A three-run shot in the second inning against Wausau, against Battle Creek, and then also in the same game, a solo home run in the ninth inning as well. As he's swinging a shallow bouncer over to the third baseman in Overbeek, whips it over to first for the second out. A two straight outs for the Chinooks. They're just getting it done on the defensive side. The Raptors have just really have not had any answer. No hits. Moeller has really posed a lot of problems. As Garrett Broussard flew out to center and was walked, and will step in 0-for-1 today at a San Juan Capistrano, California. And Moeller deals in, but the ball goes below the zone. 1-0. 1-0 count. Two down. Moeller looks, kicks, fires, and just below the zone for a ball. 2-0. A 2-0 count. Garrett Broussard, the right-hander out of Utah Valley. A swing and a line drive that pulls away on the left field side out of play. 2-1. Good contact there from Broussard. Made arguably the play of the game against Traverse City, where it was in the top of the 10th. A ground ball up the middle, and Broussard made an unbelievable play. Fielded it, turned around, and threw it to first for the third out. A 2-1, just down low. Four and strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Deuces across the board. Rafters held scoreless in every inning except the fifth, where they got a run. As a 2-2, and clips the right edge of the zone in for strike number three. And out number three, Matthew Moeller up to seven strikeouts on the day. We head to the top of the seventh and perhaps the final inning of game number one here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, we go. Rafters down 6-1. They gave up 3 runs in the top of the second, 3 more in the top of the fourth. They got one back in the bottom of the fifth. But a new pitcher in store, Mitchell Whitcomb.